أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Indeed all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Therefore we praise him We ask for his forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your creator, your sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your day and throughout your life. Whether you're dealing with your spouse, whether you're dealing with your children, when you're watching whatever you watch on your phone and your tablet, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at those moments. So you don't do nothing that displeases him as you ought to be in this state. And do not leave this world except submitting to him in Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasula faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Or you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your creator, your sustainer, once again advises you to have taqwa. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sooner Then later we'll all be standing for our accountability. And to what? تَكُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا To say truthful words, to watch what we say, that do not backbite, do not talk about other people's families, watch our tongue, say truthful words. And if we're able to do that, Allah will rectify our deeds, forgive us for our wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were able for us to gather in this beautiful masjid with this beautiful community on this last Friday of the month, great month of Ramadan. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance so we're able to worship Allah the way that He ought to be worshipped, to be guided to this deen of Islam that we are proud to call ourselves Muslims and believers. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah we have this gathering here as we've been having from all these nights in the month of Ramadan, as we should have reflect how it was just 2 years ago, if you remember, that the masjid was not open. We're doing Jummah out there in the lawn area, spaced out under a tent, mask, bring your own prayer rug. And then alhamdulillah, the following year, we're able to come into the house of Allah, but we were still social distance. People still wearing masks, bring your prayer rug, spaced out, not necessarily the normal form that Salah is done in. And we went through that process. Now look at us now. People are side by side. Alhamdulillah, some people are still wearing masks. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them for that. Maybe they have a condition. Maybe they're taking precaution. There's nothing wrong with that. But alhamdulillah, we're in the situation that we're in now. Look how Allah turns that around, right? That alhamdulillah, we're grateful that we're in this state. The signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, right? That we are thankful for that we're able to celebrate and be in Ramadan in this state as we weren't in for a couple of years ago. So that's something that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And alhamdulillah, this great month of Ramadan brings a lot of blessings. And I call it the Ramadan factor because Ramadan has an amazing way that just, revolutionizes people, that changes people in ways that they doesn't know throughout the year, as we all know. And alhamdulillah, we're thankful for these gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And I would just like to kind of just enumerate them and go over some of them for us to reflect on, for us to just kind of ponder on it for a bit. So first and foremost is the masjid itself. That alhamdulillah, to be in here and to be either to gather and to pray together, as I just mentioned, that this is extreme blessing that we didn't see about 2 years ago when we were doing everything live streaming and all these videos were being sent out for you to watch and you had to pray at home with your own, lead your own self in Taraweeh. We all know how that went, right? And how that it was all in your effort there. You didn't have that communal, motivation and movement of being all together. Right. Alhamdulillah, how beautiful this building is. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, where he says, A'udhu billahi minashaytanir rajim, innama ya'muruna masajidallahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa atu az-zaka wa lam yakhsha illa Allah fa'asa ulaika an yakunu minal muhtadin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those that maintain, right, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, our chairman was just talking about the power of 1,000, that we're giving this sadaqah, this money to help to support the masjid, to keep it ongoing, alhamdulillah, so we could utilize it. It's not coming from any other sources. And alhamdulillah, we're able to get that target and you could still definitely participate in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you where he says that those that maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in Allah. Amana billahi. They also believe in the hereafter. That it's a proof that those who, alhamdulillah, are maintain the masjid, it's a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are the ones that believe truly in Him. And they truly believe in the hereafter. And they establish a salah. And they give their zakah. And they don't have no reverence except for the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that they will be the muhtadeen, those that are guided, right? So alhamdulillah, we're able to be in part of this, that we will continue this. It's not just financial donations, my brothers and sisters, but it's just coming into the building, right? To be in the masjid. That is part of supporting it. And with all the craziness that we go through in our life and our work schedule and the traffic on the freeway, and if you have children, good luck with that, taking them to classes and their sports activities and all the errands you have to do in your house, all that, if you don't have a spiritual balance in your life of coming in the house of Allah, you're going to be walking to one side. You're going to be off balance. You have that. This building, these houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has that factor that we all need, that inshallah, even after the month of Ramadan, that we're here, that inshallah, supporting it and standing in it for its prayer. One thing also that this great month of Ramadan gives us is a sense of ikhwah, a sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, alhamdulillah, that we're able to see all each other, right? We're able to be together, where we weren't a couple of years ago. And alhamdulillah, Ramadan puts us together. We're breaking, we're having iftar together. Alhamdulillah, those who are here in the night programs, we're having suhoor together. We're standing in the prayer. We're greeting each other that we weren't able to greet maybe a couple of years ago. Alhamdulillah, this great sense of brotherhood. As the Prophet ﷺ mentions in the hadith, that those that come and see each other, and when the believers shake their hands, by the time they let go, the sins fall off their hands like waterfall, like a leaves fall off a tree, right? That alhamdulillah, we greet each other, we see each other. This is probably one of the most impactful aspects of our deen, that we have so many people in our community from so many different backgrounds. When we live in a world where racism is very, very still present, maybe not seen on the news as much, but very, very much present. And other religions have not solved this problem of racism, right? They have their congregations, but they're all kind of separated out sometimes by their ethnicity. That alhamdulillah, we have a masjid
It's not a breakdown by ethnicity. It's breakdown by those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this great month of Ramadan gives that sense, alhamdulillah, we see each other. And this is something that, inshallah, we can continue. That when you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it unites our hearts. That we see each other. And when seeing another believer, my dear brothers and sisters, don't underestimate that. When you see another person that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we live in a minority, whereas we're a minority in the society, and we're around a lot of ma'asiyah, a lot of sin, a lot of people who don't even recognize who their Lord is, and nor even care about it, right? That aspect of their life. When we see other believers, that is uplifting for us. That is very essential part for us and our children, that we're around these type of environments. And this is something, inshallah ta'ala, we do not take for granted, and inshallah we could continue. The third one that we need to talk about is our salah. Right? All of us, the Ramadan factor, right? All of us has increased in our salah more than we did in the whole entire year. I think that goes down, that's easy to say. That Ramadan has that ability, that it makes us increase our salah. Even though back, maybe outside of Ramadan, we had excuses, our work schedule and our traffic, and I had to do this and I had to do that. But alhamdulillah, this factor of Ramadan makes sure that we didn't pray, but we prayed on time. When Maghrib came, you were waiting. You're watching the clock, right? Maybe throughout the whole other year, we don't really watch the clock that closely. But you had your phone set there, and you had your food set there, and you're waiting for Maghrib to come in. You're very conscious of when the time comes in. You're very conscious when Salat Aisha comes, because you have to get to the masjid in time. Get your parking. Get into the masjid, right? Alhamdulillah, you're well a notice of when Salat Aisha is. This, alhamdulillah, is a very beautiful aspect. And inshallah, something that inshallah we can continue after, as this is the main backbone of the deen, is the salah. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the very first thing that me and you will be asked about on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, is our salah. And he says, if that goes well, right, if that is good and sound, the rest of your judgment will be sound, right? No one to praise alhamdulillah, establish the salah very soundly, and the rest of their life they're doing other things. No, the salah has that impact on you. And then he said, if it has deficiencies, then the rest of your judgment will be similar to that, right? So we ask Allah to make us of the musallin, make us who establish their salah, inshallah ta'ala. And of course, the best thing is to come inside this building, to come in the masjid and establish that prayer. As the Prophet mentioned, that 27 times the reward of those who pray in congregation, right, than any other time. And inshallah, we can make it for these prayers, inshallah ta'ala, as we all know very well. Last thing we all definitely going to talk about is many things that Ramadan gave us, and that is the aspect of the Quran in our life. Right? This Quran, subhanAllah, was sent down on a night, as we all know. And it was not sent down, the whole book did not come down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just a couple verses from Surah Alaq, right? Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. A couple verses came down on that night to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Jibreel alayhi salam told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these first couple of verses that were sent down, just because that being sent down to earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called that night, what? Laylatul Qadr. He said, now that night, since that verses were sent down that night is now better than 1,000 months, not 1,000 nights, 1,000 months, because of the power and the aspect of the Quran coming down. And not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that since that Quran came down in that night, that month that night is in, which we call what? Ramadan. We're going to fast in that whole entire month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made it that we fast in any other month, right? But because the Quran was sent down in this month, that the whole month became holy. I ask you, what do you think about that book? What do you think about those letters of that book? What do you think about the sounds of that book? Right? This is how powerful the Quran is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that whole month. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, all of us, we're standing here and listening to Taraweeh, mashallah, right? Listen to the sounds of the Quran. Whether you understood it or not, the Quran is so powerful that it has an effect on you. People cry without even knowing what it's being said because of the sounds of it, because of its impact on it, because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words and no one else's words, if you will. This is book, we have to make sure that we have a connection to it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Furqan, which is quite scary, he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talks about a prophet on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that talked to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to them about their book, about the Quran being revealed down, what did people do to it? And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنِّي قَوْمِ اتَّقَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. That he says, Ya Rabb, O Allah, people in my community took the Quran mahjura. They abandoned it. They took it, but then they left it, if you will. Right? They had it there. Everyone has one copy at their home, if not multiple ones. Right? The app is free. You could download it on your phone. Everyone has it. But Allah SWT is saying on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Prophet ﷺ will talk about certain individuals that the Quran was sent down, but they took it mahjura. They abandoned it, right? And we want to make sure we prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this connection with our Quran is not just about in this month, but it's in our entire life. We use it as this month as a, you know, as a booster, if you will. We're hearing it, alhamdulillah, throughout the night and throughout the day. You play it in your car, etc. That we have this type of connection. And this is how powerful it is. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, something very beautiful in a very beautiful hadith, where he says, "Inna Allah ahlin min al-nas," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has people from, he has a special community or family or special community from the people, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special community from all the people. So the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, who are they? Who are these special groups of people?" The Prophet said, "Hum ahlul Qur'an, ahlul Allah wa qasatuh." The Prophet ﷺ said that they are the people of the Quran. They are the people of Allah, and they are the ones that are specially designated for Him, right? That subhanAllah, subhanAllah says they're the people of the Quran. What do you mean by people of the Quran? That we just have a copy? No. That alhamdulillah, they recite it, they listen to it, right? They put it on, alhamdulillah, in their car. They have attachment to it. They're at work, they're playing it at their work. They're playing it in their houses. And of course, they're reading it, and more importantly, they're acting upon it. This opportunity for us to be the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This special group of people that alhamdulillah, those who have attachment of it, right? And all of us have this opportunity. Alhamdulillah, it's boosted in the month of Ramadan. That after this month comes, that we have this great boost, that we continue. We all now were able to have, inshallah, our own connection to it. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, is another motivation for us, where the Prophet says that every single letter, whoever recites a letter from Kitabullah, from the Quran, right, will receive one good deed. To the like of it, 10, he said. He said, it won't just be 10, but it'll be to the extent of 10. And he says, not Alif Lam Mim, it's not one letter, but three letters, right? This is a very interesting hadith, that every single letter, you're getting 10 hasanat, right? And what's really interesting, the Prophet said, Alif Lam Mim, meaning that Alif Lam Mim is something, if I ask anyone here, what does it mean? Right, more scholars say that the meaning is into what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. It's not necessarily a word. It means that whether you know what you're reading or not, just from reading the Quran, that every single letter you get 10 hasanat. And sometimes a lot of us have heard this hadith before. And sometimes we're like, oh, okay, alhamdulillah, I've not heard that before. But this should be a motivational factor. I'll tell you something, subhanAllah, I have my little son, like 5 years old. And I told him this hadith. I want him to have a connection with the Quran, or that's all we want to do for all our children. I told him, every single letter you read, you get 10 hasanat, the 10 reward. His eyes lit up. He says, Daddy, I want to read. He doesn't even know how to read, but anyhow, he wants to read. So I have to read for him, and he has to repeat after me, right? So now he's making me read now. Alhamdulillah, I guess that's good, right? So then I read a couple words and said, look how much you got. He got like, that's 50 reward right there. He said, Daddy, don't stop. Let's go more. I said, okay. Read a half a page. He said, Daddy, keep going. I was like, all right, time out. Mashallah, you're a little too excited about this hadith. But maybe that's how we should be. And I started telling myself, like, subhanAllah, we lost that. Look at the way it is. And every night he said, let's go read some more. I want to get. And know what he made me do? He made me count every single letter of that page. And I've never done that before. And I sat there and I counted. It took me a while. It took about 10 minutes to count every single letter. And we got up to 800 and something. I said, Sufyan, you have 8,000 hasanat you got. And he said, 8,000. He ran downstairs. He wanted to go tell his mom he got 8,000 hasanat, right? And I was just like a one page of Surah Rahman we were reading, right? SubhanAllah, I just looked at that and I said, I wish I would have that type of like motivation like he had. I lost that, SubhanAllah. And that's something we need to remind ourselves. When the Prophet says words like this, that mashallah, this reward we get. And that's saying, it's not just we're getting the reward, but what is the meaning about what we read? Right? That's a better aspect of it. But this is a type of motivation and hamasa, yani, a motivation and enthusiasm we should have when we're talking about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when it was sent down, that night became better than 1,000 months. Right? That is, no, you won't find that anywhere else in the Quran where some deed has that type of blessings in it. So one thing, inshallah ta'ala, we all can do is try to be of Ahlul Quran inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, we keep that connection. We be of the people of the Quran. أقول لك ولا هذا أستغفر ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Alhamdulillah, we have all these beautiful aspects that Ramadan factor has, you know, boosted in all of us, coming together in the community, to being in the masjid, mashallah, the connection with the Quran, the brotherhood. I didn't even mention sadaqah. I didn't mention dua has increased. There's so many different things, alhamdulillah, this great month has given us to continue throughout the year. The last couple of reminders I just want to mention, and I know some of it has been mentioned already, but I think it's very important to mention, just in case those who haven't heard it, is the obligatory of sadaqatul fitr. One thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that it is obligatory upon a man and the dependents that are below him, whether he takes care and supports his wife or his children or anyone else in his household, that he pays this sadaqatul fitr. And we all see the sign outside, $12, that this should be paid before the salah starts. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to understand what is sadaqatul fitr, what is the importance of it. And the Prophet said that it is what is a tuhratan lis sa'im. That it's a purification for the one that fasts. That when you give out this $12 on yourself or your family or whoever it may be, that it's a purification for those who fast from lagwi wa rafatha. That it is from any obscene actions or talk that was done while we're fasting. Maybe we got sometime a little bit angry. Maybe we said a little things, we're a little bit agitated, right? Maybe we did some things while we're fasting. That this is kind of like a kafara. It's kind of like, you know, expiation of anything that we did while we were fasting. So this sadaqah al-fitr, right? And some hadith says sadaqah Ramadan is called sometimes, that this is an expiation for some things that we maybe have done while we're fasting. So we should not take that lightly. And the Prophet said, whoever gives it before the salah, it will count as that. But whoever gives it after salah, it will count as just any other sadaqah, in a general category of sadaqah. You mean you will miss that opportunity to make it count for you at the purpose of your fasting. So inshallah ta'ala, we all make sure that we try to do that. And of course, the donation box is there, that we cover that inshallah ta'ala. Last thing, of course, Dr. Siddiqui mentioned this, and Sheikh Uthman Umarji, he had a khutbah maybe a couple of weeks ago, and he spoke about zakatul mal, right? The making sure that we're able to calculate our zakatul mal and pay that. And if you have any questions on that, how do I calculate that? Does this savings count? My 401k, I have a business, is my merchandise, is on this or that, right? Ask the people of knowledge. And alhamdulillah, we have a great person of knowledge here, Dr. Siddiqui. Alhamdulillah, that you can come and ask him these questions. If not, you can find myself, inshallah, I could, you know, transfer that questions over to him, inshallah ta'ala. That you take this as this is a pillar of the deen. This is one of the things the Prophet said, that Islam is built on five, as we all know, the shahada, salah, right? The fasting that we're doing, and the zakat and hajj. This is extremely important. It's something we should never belittle at all, that this is a great aspect of us helping those that are in need, a great aspect of welfare that we have built in our deen. So inshallah ta'ala, we all take that importance and take time to try to calculate that number, what you need to give from your wealth, to inshallah ta'ala, there will be a purification for your own self, and of course a help to those in need. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rahman ya Rahim, to forgive us for our wrongdoings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of the people of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those that maintain the masjid, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite our hearts and make us one brotherhood, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we actually accept our Quran reading, our salah, our standing for taraweeh, our fasting in this great month, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Muslims around the world that may be suffering, we actually give them victory over their oppressors, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. In Palestine, in India, in Burma, in Syria, in Yemen, all over the world where they may be suffering, O Allah, give them victory over their oppressors, ya Kareem, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Rabbana laghfirna warhamna wa'afina wa'fu'ana. Allahumma shfi maradana warham mawtana, ya Kareem, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ghfirna warhamna wa'afina wa'fu'ana. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana. وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Just a note that there is a janaza after the prayer, so please stay for that, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هم أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولحمدا كثيرا ربك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم. We're getting a lot of questions about Eid prayer. So now that we have more people here, let me just reiterate a couple of points. The first one is for Khadm al-Quran program, which is tonight. We do have permission to park at Hill School. We're expecting a lot of people. It's going to be our biggest night. So, excuse me. So I'll ask you to carpool if you can, or use Uber. We do have permission to park at Hill School, but you have to remove your car by 3 o'clock. Also, the entrance on Cary is for drop-off, so you have elderly parents, you can drop them off while you go and find parking. The other point is, Eid prayer is on Monday. We have two. The first one is at 7. You can come in early, 6:30, hear the takbirat, settle in, but you must exit the campus by 8 o'clock. So if you'd like an earlier prayer, that's the perfect time for you. The second prayer is at 9:30. But we don't want you coming before 8:45. The reason for that, we want to allow a window for student drop-off for Hill School. We have a great partnership with the Garden Grove School District, and we want to maintain that good relationship. And also, please don't block any neighbors, driveways, anything like that. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are very happy to see Brother Hassan Bandukhchi with us. Today, may Allah bless him, may Allah bless him, may Allah give him complete recovery, inshallah, and give him shifa. So we welcome you, Brother Haitham, may Allah bless you. We keep patient, inshallah, strong, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you, Allah has power to do anything, inshallah, and give you shifa, inshallah. So please continue praying for him, for his health. Pray for baby Muhammad Haroon, for Muhammad, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Naqshuddin Momand, Sister Zareen Nouri, Sister Farooq Javed, Brother Bilal Khan, Brother Ahmed Kabir, Mrs. Manzoor, also Abdul Azim, Sister Leanne Brooke, for all their people who make dua for their health, inshallah. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah, Allahumma shfihim anta shafi, la shafi illa anta shifa, an la yugadiru suqma. رَبِّ اقْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Also, dua maghfira for Abdul Azim, the elder brother of Sheikh Abdul Rahman Khan, Brother Eric McArdle, Sister Laura Abed, a longtime community member, passed away. Her burial took place this morning in Pomona. And we offer condolences to her husband, Brother Tamir, and three daughters, Amira, Sarah, and Noor. And then also, inshallah, we'll be praying Salatul Janaza for Sister Aisha Akhtar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and bless all the people who passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum ya Allah. Rabbi aghfir wa rahamhum wa anta khairur rahimin. So please stand for Salatul Janaza for Sister Aisha Akhtar. And if any brother from immediate family want to be in the front area, please come. Thank you. Salatul Janaza has four takbirat. At the first takbir, raise your hand and then hold them on your, just as you do that in your salat, then recite Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghairuk, or recite Suratul Fatiha. Second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And third takbir, after that a special dua for the maghfirah. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. And then fourth takbir, after that you have salam both sides, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma kulli hayy. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma aghfir laha ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir laha wa rahamha wa afiha wa afu anha. Allahumma akrim nuzulaha wa isma udkhalaha. Allahumma aghsil khatayaha bil ma'i wa salji wal barad. Allahumma naqqiha min adh-dhunubi wal khataya kama yanqqa as-sawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Rabbi aghfir wa arham wa anta khairur rahim. Allahumma sabbir ahlaha ya Allah. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه الطيبين رحمتك يا رب بارك الله فيكم إن شاء الله after a few moments so that people finish their sunnah then you can take the body out إن شاء الله